Could you please tell me your name and spell it for me?
Hey, I'm Erin Whitney. Erin. We're starting that over. Hey, I'm Erin Whitney. E-R-I-N-W-H-I-T-N-E-Y.
Awesome. So let's, I'm sorry, let me see that. Steal that list from you. Our first question is, when you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on the scale between trust and distrust? So from a 0 would be absolutely no trust in the system, a 10 would be full and complete trust in the system.
We're shooting for an 8.5 here. I think also we could go into what parts of the system I trust and distrust, but if I'm thinking of my general idea of the voting system, I'm at an 8.5.
Can you share the story of why you picked that spot, or possibly why you feel your trust is at an 8.5?
Yeah, I think if I'm thinking, democracy, what that really means has shifted a lot since 2016. I think in the voting system of sometimes working at a polling place, seeing how my neighbors go out and vote, how we engage, how we look forward to this day, how we let our other neighbors know it's time to go out, I really have a lot of trust in that. That feels right to me. When I think about the system in the form of how candidates have access to be a candidate that's successful and put on the ballot, that does not feel at that 8.5, or the way that candidates can use funding does not feel at that 8.5, or the way sometimes we will specifically alter language on ballots in the favor of one agenda does not feel trustworthy. But as far as that first part of I put my ballot in a box, we're at, 8.5.
Where would you like to be on this scale ideally?
Yeah, I mean, 10 would be, A+ would be great. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the conditions in which you could be there, or how you could, how we can improve the conditions of being there?
Kind of going back to that.
I guess we just kind of talked about it.
So yeah, I don't know if I have too much more to add than that.
Is there anything else you would like to add
about voting in Milwaukee? Am I supposed to teach a kid, or have a kid teach me?
Yeah, we can absolutely
do
that.
Is that part of it, or is this just this part? We have another sheet. Great.
This is just an optional add-on. So all you have to do is answer 3 questions. First, I'm sorry. What is voting?
Voting is looking and doing research and seeing who do you want to work for you and represent you and the decisions that impact your life.
How do you vote? How do you do it?
You do a little research. Maybe even before that, you kind of look into your community of who do you want representing you, even for local elections. And then kind of part of it, I think, goes further than the day of talking to your neighbors and friends of these folks are going to impact the way we live our years or this term. And then you get ready for the day. You're going to go to your election space after you've pre-registered, hopefully, or you can register day of in Wisconsin, and then you're gonna circle your favorite candidates and the folks who are gonna do a good job, and then you enter your ballot and your vote counts.
Why should we vote? Why should we do it?
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I'm putting the people who are going to keep me and people, especially people around me, safe. Understanding how I might exist or just keep coasting in my identities may not be the same for some of my neighbors. So if I care, I'm going to make sure that I'm voting to put the people that are going to do a good job and the right things in office, local or larger.
Absolutely. Bonus question. Will you vote? Why or why not?
I will vote because of all the above.
Are there any questions we can answer for you about voting?
I can't think of anything right now.
That's great. Thank you.
Cool.